Excuse me. Howdy, folks. We're here. We are here again.
So,
and shit. This was a good one tonight. This was actually a good week. As far as the quality of the movie, as far as the movies being good. The subject matter for the first movie was rough. Of course, we know this. Yeah. Hard game. And tonight is the night we're reviewing Misery.
Stephen King.
Just Another Day. Go check out that song right after this episode by Queen Latifah. Just Another Day, The Terror of Misery.
James Caan and Kathy Bates.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Excellent book, by the way. I had a good time with this movie, man.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's been a while since I've seen it, but it still holds up. It's really good.
Yo, it really is. Like, and it was one of those things, like, I can't remember. I know I've seen it within the past, let's say. I think we might have reviewed it before. I don't remember, honestly.
I don't think so.
Maybe. Oh shit. Maybe not. Then. Either way, I know I've seen this movie within the past, like, say, shit, maybe 15 years, 10-15 years. Damn, that's still a long
time. It's still a long ass time. Yeah, same thing with me. It's like 15-20 years. Yeah.
I may have seen it more recent than that, but either way, it's one of those ones that, like, I can't remember the last time I seen it. It holds up so well, and I feel like I take so many breaks in between. I mean, I remember the movie overall, but I don't remember it, like, scene for scene for scene for scene for scene. Like, shit'll just, like, shit was coming back as I'm watching. I'm like, oh, shit, oh, yeah, 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 I remember this part.
Same here.
But.
What's up, Eric? Thanks for joining.
What a good movie. What a good fucking movie.
No, really good. Same thing, like, I thought the same thing. As soon as it started playing. It all started coming back to me. I was like, oh, fuck. I remembered the key scenes. Not every detail. I remembered all the major parts.
Yes. Like, for example, even some of the smaller details, like with him stuffing the pills in the mattress, I remembered that.
I didn't remember him doing the powder in, like, he was opening them up. I remember him stealing medicine. I remember the beginning of the car crash, how he got there.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember the iconic scene. That everybody knows. We'll get to that part.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the weapon.
Yep.
What else? I remember him trying to escape out of the room, and he has to rush get back into the room because she's coming back. I remember the police officer scene.
Yeah. Okay, so that scene right there, you know what's funny about that is, which we'll dive into the rating soon. But what's funny about that scene right there with the police officer is, I remembered it, but I was like, shit. I was like, I thought it happened when she shoots him. I thought it happened sooner than it did.
And I honestly remember that as a headshot. I thought it was the handgun. Was... I thought it was a handgun shot in the head. No, she shot him with a shotgun in the back and went right through his chest. Sorry.
Shotgun in the back. Okay. I thought
it was a headshot from my memory.
But with that, I just thought it happened sooner, right? So when it didn't happen, I thought it did. I'm like, shit, does it happen in this movie? Am I remembering this wrong? Yo, I swear, right after that, boom!
Yeah, boom. Came out quick. You're like, oh, fuck. Blew a hole in his fucking chest.
I guess I was about 2 seconds off of just, you know, I just had 2 seconds. A little more patience, 30. But. Without further ado, let's dive into our ratings. Good say. Let's dive into our ratings. I'm giving this movie an 8. And we'll get into the reasons why right after. No soon.
I'm with you, an 8. It's one of Stephen King's, my opinion, best portrayal of a movie. The movie of the book. It's like one of the top. If I had to name off, like someone said, Stephen King movies. Misery is up there, high rank. It's up there.
Yeah.
You know, with The Shining and shit. It's up there. It's high rank.
It is a really good movie. And it's not a hard watch either.
No. The story is good. The thrill of it. The acting is great. Of course, Kathy Bates and James Caan, you know.
The pacing.
The pacing is great. The the psychotic of her, her bipolar, like her switching from being really nice to fucked up and twisted.
I love it.
It was like, it's like a switch like this. She's like, oh, I'll do anything for you. And then she starts thinking of something, like it's like a flash of memory or something he said. And she's like, then she just turns like all sarcastic and fucking evil. She's like throws like at one time threw something into his stomach, hurt him. When he wouldn't burn his own story, she just flipped the script, got pissed off, started pouring the lighter fluid all over him, basically convincing him like you better light it up or I'm going to light you up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, man, crazy bitch.
She did that scene so fucking, like, played that character so fucking well, though. Like, kudos to her. Hats off to Kathy Bates.
Oh, there is a part I thought was in the movie, and it wasn't.
Which one?
So, what I remembered, I thought the car accident was set up in my memory. When I started explaining, because my wife watched it with me, I was like, oh, you ever see this movie? I was like, he gets in a car accident in a blizzard, and I did quotes. I was like, car accident? Because in my head, I remember... I thought she set the accident up to kidnap him, basically. It was an actual car accident. It's just she's a stalker, and she was following him. She just got the idea, I'll rescue him. Oh, my God. I have my favorite author in the house, and he's going to write the he's going to bring this my book I love, the favorite series. He's going to bring my favorite character back to life and continue on with the series. Or he's going to die, basically.
Pretty much. Like, listen, you could either write this. Yo, she made him take all the cuss words out. That shit was funny. Holy cock-a-doody.
Cock-a-doody.
What'd she say? Oh, what the hell did she say? Like, she went out on a rant.
Yo, she did a rant because she did, like, a story. She goes, oh, so you're saying, like, if I was riding a horse and I felt, you know, she just started, like, these little mini stories and get, like, when the person gets mad, like, I should start yelling, cock-a-doody, and she started like, no, then she started getting really mad at him, and he was like, Annie, are you okay? She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, you could tell she's not right in the mind. The littlest things, like, snaps.
Like that. She goes off, and I'm just like, whoa.
It was crazy. I like the memory book. It showed her how crazy she was for years. So she wanted to be number one in everything. Soon the number one nurse gets killed. Now she's the number one nurse.
Yes.
Number one. It was like telling like a pattern. But then she started becoming a baby killer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck?
Well, because didn't she end up working through with a nursery or something after all that and being like the number one in that? Yeah. And then
she just started killing the babies.
Which was just like, what the fuck? She was...
And then somehow she got out. For one, you're killing a lot of babies. I think you'll be in jail for life. But I guess when this was taking place, that you probably only do like 10, 20.
She did time for that?
Actually, I don't know. The course, when she was coming down the stairs, I don't know if it says she was convicted, innocent or anything, or did she did time and got freed. I don't know. I forgot. Read it, but I'm blanking. She's a fucking baby murderer and shit.
She's crazy. She's like, it seems like she gets obsessive over something. And she's like, okay, this is cool. Over something or someone. And I'll say something. And then she figures out who's the best at it or who's her favorite at it. Or I'll say the best or, the best slash her favorite. If she can get in proximity, she definitely does. And she figures out a way to take care of him. It never says how, but it's just like, oh, shit. Now the author. With the author, you would think the car accident was set up until you hear her crazy ass telling that story about how she was like, oh, I just wait outside and watch your light turn on. And all crazy shit, which is just like, whoa. Like, I appreciate your fandom. I appreciate you being a fan, but there's a difference between being a fan and appreciating someone or something and then being a stalker. And I'm like, this is... I don't like that.
Yeah, that's
that's extreme.
It's crazy.
That's extreme. You know, go get your book signed or whatever and all that other shit. And, you know, for events like that, other than that, let people be people.
So she's also drugging him during the day. But I don't know if it was really pain pills, because you think she would have caught on, like, him not acting those drugging and everything, because he stopped taking the pills and he was hiding them.
Yeah, he was hiding them in the mattress. I think she knew.
I don't know what kind of pills they were. Were they actually pain pills?
I don't know if they were that, if they were something that knocked them out, because I don't remember that.
She said the name. I was going to Google what the name was, see if it's a real pill. I just forgot to do it. But he stole some out of the closet because he was going to drug her. But I think she knew that. I think that she spilled the wine on purpose.
I do too.
Yeah.
She's like,
oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, you must be mad at me now. Oh, and he's like, fuck, that was my only chance. Because he had that all planned out.
Yeah, because she was like, okay, could you still do the toast or whatever? And I was about to actually ask you that. I was like, yo, do you think, because I do, that she had a feeling, or she knew that he did something to her drink, because.
Yeah. Because honestly, if you think about it, in that situation, in your head, you know you got him kidnapped. There's no way he's really celebrating with you. He hates your guts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you, for one, that's warning number one. You're like, he's up to something. And then during the dinner, he comes up with these ideas. You know what I need? My three things. And she goes, oh, I know. You need the cigarette. So you're like, okay, he's playing something. He needs this. Because why would he think of this stuff? If he's going to die and everything. You don't even care about a cigarette and all that shit right now, right?
He should have just dated her. She cooks.
I know. He was living the life, man. Laying in bed all day and shit.
No chores. But the chores. Yo, write this book. I'm going to break your ankles.
Yo. Oh, we're going to talk about that scene, by the way.
But, yeah, she was just like, it shows you how crazy fandom is. Because there's people that would really do some similar shit.
To this day.
Or, I mean, shit. There's people who have done some, maybe not to this extent, but who have stalked people to the point of kidnapping and murder. So
there's multiple fans that are so big of a fan that they broke into the celebrities' homes while they're there.
Like, that's just like, I don't know, man. That seems weird to me. Like, even if I'm a fan of somebody, I don't need to break in their fucking house.
So you the worst. I mean? So it brings me, it reminds me, the first of the, what was I say? The worst scenario of that to me is the president of Selena's fan club she killed her.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. Exactly.
That's fucking wild, man.
And that's real. That's, see what I mean? Like,
And if you think she loved Selena so much too, it's just the fear of going. For one, you know you're caught and going to prison. Anyway, now you're going for even longer because you just killed Selena. Like, I don't understand that part, right? So that's what I'm getting at. The fandom. You just. If I can't have you, nobody can.
Yeah, it's a weird obsession.
Yeah,
it gets to where it's
crazy.
Fuck.
That's the thing about the fame. That's the part. Like, here's the two things about fame. Like, everybody's like, oh, you want to be famous. I'm like, no, I just want the money. I don't care about the fame. For one, the attention, where you can't even fucking go out without paparazzi and a million people near you every 2 seconds. That would be annoying.
Yeah.
Then two is the crazy people. You're talking like the fan people, like the extreme fans, where you got to worry about they sneaking in your room and they love you so much that they want to smother you with a pillow.
Shit.
Yo, what the fuck?
If you can afford it, if you're making that kind of money and you have those kind of, you're just worried about that, just hire some extreme security.
Yeah, my extreme security is going to be you try to climb through a window, a blade's going to come down, chop your head off like a fucking guillotine.
Old school shit. James will go back to the fucking...
I'll fuck people up. I'll have fucking traps all over the place.
Yeah, James, we go back to medieval times.
Dude, I would just do it for fun. If I had Bezos money, I would make the ultimate security. It'll be like a video game. You wouldn't be able to run. Yeah, you go in on my property. I'll make it fun too. Like in the beginning of the property, you go in, it'll start off easy mode. It'll be like little simple traps. Just trying to scare you out.
You don't want to have some crazy ass shit going on. You're just having some trick-or-treaters, James, or your friends coming over.
Well, no, then you power that down. I'm talking about at night when you're sleeping, man. You gotta turn that shit on.
Ah.
You don't trust people.
That's fair.
You hear a fucking landmine go off, you're like, hey, someone's intruding. They got the level 4.
James, you got to get the fucking dark outside. Oh, shit.
You're like new world record. You got the level 4. He's in pieces now, but congratulations.
You made it.
But no, yeah, that's the two parts. And I know you're different. You love the attention. I'm sure you'll be like, red carpet. I love it when it's
necessary. I love it like probably the same way people would love it, where you're in the limelight, not necessarily like say if you're off with the family or off with your friend. You know, if you're off doing your private shit, if I'm on camera or if I'm on stage type of deal, yeah, I'm just using that as an example. But if it's just me, like I said, say if we're out just kicking it, or we're doing like a double date, we're out kicking and getting some food. Nah, leave us alone.
Yeah,
please leave me alone. If I'm alone or I'm with like you guys, that's a little different. Still leave us alone, but it's just like, hey, how's it going? What's up? But if I'm with family, I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
That's different.
But, you know, most people don't listen, but it's just, you're constantly, everything you do is in the paper.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things too, where I get it too, because it's just like, oh shit, I may never get this opportunity to see this person again. So I do want to say hi, but I feel like people kind of overdo it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You guys still got to show respect, especially if they're out with their family and dinner. You're interrupting them. Now the food's getting cold because they're talking to you.
Put yourself in their shoes.
Now you could sit back and wait until the dinner's done and they're packing up about to leave.
Yeah. Or you could do it Annie did in Misery.
Yeah. You just,
bring them home.
Bring them home and fucking tie them to a bed. Keep injecting them with fucking drugs.
And tell them the right out. For you. Or whatever they do.
Okay, we got to talk about the iconic scene. And I say iconic because I think everybody knows this scene. If you ever see Misery, everybody knows this scene.
Yes.
So that's a real torture tactic. She explained it. It's true. That's a real thing. So it's for people who don't run off, but they still need you to work. I forgot the word she used. Hobbling. It's called hobbling.
Something like that.
They take a fucking 4x4, wherever fucking that block of wood, and put your ankles against it, your feet. So your feet are locked against it. And you can't move it. And take a sledgehammer right to your foot and fucking just twist it. Make it a club foot. Now you look like a fucking 3-iron. About to go golfing. Because your feet are facing the opposite end.
So the medicine that she was giving him was called Norville.
Okay. So what the hell is normal?
It's a fictional. It's not real.
It's a made up medicine.
Yeah.
Imagine.
So it's tasteless, which it's the stuff he put in her drink as well.
Makes sense.
Of course. So which she knew. I mean, she knew.
What I also liked about that scene, they did so well because they made it so realistic with him acting it out. Because it wasn't just like screaming in pain. They made him where you seen sweat. He was beat red. Like, if you're in so much pain, I've been in this pain before. You automatically break out in sweat.
Mm.
Because when I had my gallbladder before I had to go to the hospital, get it out as an emergency. It felt like a knife in me twisting. It was so bad where I automatically started sweating and I turned beat red. And he played that so well. I felt the fucking sledgehammer hitting the foot. I was like, oh my God. But then they didn't show the second one. They just showed the pain and he passed out. That's another realistic thing. So much pain that it makes you pass out.
Yeah.
I really like that scene. Even though it's like some people, it's hard to watch because they do show the first ankle folding.
She tore him up.
And the thing is, his legs are already broken. So she's like, you know what? Now your ankles are.
Yeah, yo.
A sledgehammer too, man. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where it's just like, again, people's levels of just crazy is fucking nuts. It's scary. You're like, holy shit. Like, think about this. In her mind, it was okay to do all that. Like, it was fine to do all that. She knew it was wrong, but it was still, like, fine to do it. Mm-hmm. And she did it. And you're just like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. This was just like, and you know what else I liked about this movie, too, is, like, it gets real tense. It gets real intense. Like, with those scenes, just the scenes in the room of them just going back and forth talking, or, like, when she starts flipping out and yelling and shit. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what the fuck she's going to do.
No.
Like, if you're just putting yourself in that situation, like, what the fuck is she going to do? I'm fucking stuck to this bed, and she wants me to write this book, and she wants me to do it like this, and do this and that, and I just want to get the fuck out of here and go home. Fuck. Yeah. Like, fuck. But I love the back and forth they showed. I love the shit, the tussle at the end. Yeah. Was a fucking crazy fight.
And the thing is, you think, you're like, oh, why didn't he do that in the beginning? Because in the beginning,
he didn't have the strength.
It's not even just that. In the beginning, he didn't have the where it was 100% serious that she was going to kill him.
So he didn't know.
Yeah, once she said, I got two bullets, it's going to be a romantic thing, like Romeo and Juliet type shit. Mm-hmm. He had no choice now. So it was either die or you go out fighting. And that's what he did. Especially after the cop got blown apart. He had no choice. He was
means she had more than two shots.
Because he bought time, because she was going to do it right there at the stairs after she shot the cop, because she knew, I killed the cop, they're coming looking for him. Mm-hmm. I'm screwed. But he was like, Annie, no, we got to finish the book. You want Misery to come back to life, to live forever, be happy. So he tricked she. She was like, you're not done. It won't. They're coming. He's like, it's almost done. I can finish it by dawn. And she fucking fell for it.
Yep.
And that was, he still got shot in the shoulder, but.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
He ended up surviving. That's what's important. But the thing is, he had the trauma of seeing her face. Remember at the end?
Yeah.
And then the
girl, you're scarred for life, man. That's always going to be, someone just kind of looks like her, it's going to PTSD on you.
Yep, shit.
And here's the thing, man. I liked when he hit her with the fucking typewriter. The big-ass heavy typewriter.
Yeah.
Bad thing is, he fucked up. He should have double tapped that bitch.
Double, triple, quadruple.
But it was funny, Dad didn't kill her, but at the end, he, a fucking bronze pig that for you have less power punching upwards. He hit
But you have to remember, she already bashed her head on the typewriter, got her head. He slammed the typewriter on the back of her head. Then remember when she tripped, she hit her head on the typewriter.
Yeah.
So it was just like, she only had one more shot left.
Yeah, no, she did. That's true. She only had one more headshot left.
Yeah, one more headshot left, and that was it. And she, oh my God, she, like, again, with those scenes there, it looked like she really busted her head. They were like, she busted that shit, like, bang.
You're like, God damn, it hit right the corner of the fucking typewriter. It was like,
yeah. I'm like, listen.
Wow.
Fuck it. Dead or not, I'm dead right now. This is it. This is it.
Yeah, I know. Fuck.
That's it.
That, oh, actually, my shit, God.
From the first time getting hit in the head with the typewriter.
Oh.
But you know what? I'm done.
I'll be doing a Peter Griffin. I'll be rubbing and going, That shit will hurt.
And if it doesn't knock you out or, like, make you woozy or whatever, it's just going to piss you off.
Oh, yeah.
But then you're gonna try to stand up too fast and fall over. Like, fuck.
That's automatic concussion getting hit with that fucking thing.
Oh my God.
Back then, that thing had to weigh like fucking 30 pounds. Because he was using it as a weight to lift weights.
Yeah, man.
To get stronger. That had to at least be like 20, 30 pounds.
them old ass ones, I'm sure it was. Heavy as fuck. Yo, I wrote my first book report on a typewriter. Isn't that some bullshit?
You know what? I did too.
I think my first few, because my neighbors had one.
I did too. I had to borrow my aunt's. That, or I had to go to a library, and I was like, I'm not going to a library. My aunt had one.
Same here. I went right next door and typed that bitch up.
Yeah. And you got to push it back over. Ching.
That doesn't mean we're old, guys. We were just broke growing up.
Yeah, we're broke. It's true.
Computers and printers back then.
I was so broke I couldn't afford a free library card.
No, I was just too lazy to go to the library.
Yeah, me too. I didn't want to go to the library.
It wasn't even that. I didn't mind going because I did enjoy reading and grabbing certain things. I'm not going there, but I'm not going there to write a fucking book report. if I'm gonna go somewhere to spend like a time to have, you could say fun or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna go there and do schoolwork.
I did it one time before.
I know it's not a lot. I know that makes the most sense, but. That's not how I rolled.
I did it one time, and the only reason is because the whole class went. It was fourth grade. They said, we're all going to the library because you're going to go look at books for your book report. Grab a book, what you want to do a report. It was like a free range, like whatever your topic. Mm-hmm. And I remember I did something to do with the dietary of dinosaurs or something. So nope. I remember doing a book report, like a report thing on dinosaurs, like T-Rex, the carnivores. You had to break them up, like what dinosaurs eat fourth grade shit, you know, it's simple. T-Rex eat meat. Velociraptors eat meat. The brontosaurus, they like leaves up in the tree. You know, fourth grader shit. But I remember the whole class going to the library, writing the reports there, because all the source material is there. So they wanted us to teach us how to use library as a reference and all that shit. But other than that, for especially after school, where you're like, oh, okay, you got 2 days to do a book report, and you're like, you think as soon as this bell rings, I'm not gonna go home and watch Batman? You think I'm going to a library? You're out of fucking mind.
Oh my god.
I'm going home watching Batman and I'll figure this shit out.
I'm with the whole thing, and I'm even saying this now as an adult. I don't believe in homework.
Fuck no. Me either. It was a waste of time. That's what school is for. All work should be done at school. There should be no homework. Homework is because your time for the kid to reset.
You know what it does is, if I feel like it almost, I know this isn't that type of pod of people, I'm going to say it anyway. It almost conditions us to be used to bringing our work home. To where, like, when you're an adult, you know what I mean?
I can see that.
Because you think about it, you do it from elementary school all the way through high school, and if you go to college, you get plenty of book reports and papers and all that shit that you got to do, which I get it to an extent, but still. And then shit, work. I mean, we work from home, so it's a little bit different. Technically, it's different. We're from home half the time.
See, college would be different. College is, now studying is different. That's not homework. If you're studying for an exam and everything, you got to prepare for the test. That's different. You shouldn't have every day, okay, do page 5, at the end of the chapter 5, math, do all the questions. We do that. No, in school. You're teaching me in school. I think that's why a lot of kids didn't like school, because they had no time for themselves. Because when they got home, they would have an hour to themselves before bedtime, because when they first get home, the next 2-3 hours, they're doing fucking homework and shit.
Between homework, dinner,
and chores, dinner. Yeah. Then you had no time for yourself.
Bath and all this other shit, yeah.
Where you could have had another hour, to hour and a half of free time without doing the homework.
And again, for those of us that either work overtime or work from home or take work home, you do the same shit. It's like you go home and get ready for work the next day. Eat dinner. Yep, you know. Yep. But that's not why we're here, people. We're here to talk about misery. I know that you can say some of that stuff is a misery, but
yeah, I was miserable.
He was. Did we rate this?
No. Wait. Yeah. 8. We both gave 8.
I just forgot to put your rating.
That's right. Yeah. No, 8 high score. I know it's been a long time since I gave over a 7, but this one is too good. I was close to going to 9-ish, 8.5 to 9.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was really close. I was thinking, I don't know. I've been stingy lately. If I wasn't so stingy this year, I probably would have.
I'm never stingy with my ratings. Again, the way I do my ratings, people, I don't rate it for the most part. I try not to. I don't rate it up against other movies. It's just
I don't either. I try to look at. I go by. Did I enjoy the story?
Yeah, the story,
how is the graphics, how is the acting? Adding all this stuff together. It was fun.
It also depends on the type of movie and subgenre of movie. Like for example, Thanksgiving. That's a horror comedy. Yes, it's a 10 for me, but that's on a whole different scale of a rating. Not 10 as in a good movie. No, 10 as in amazing, fantastic. I always laugh when I watch it.
It's in its own category.
Yes. Versus this is 8 being like it's a good movie. This is like an 8. This is like check this movie out type of
highly recommended.
Yes.
Sturdy stamp of approval?
Ooh. It's possible, yo, because this shit is good. This shit is
really good. I had one it would be.
I mean,
especially in the Stephen King verse. This will get one of the stamps. This will be top. One of the top movies of Stephen King's.
It is. I do like it a lot.
We'll talk.
Let me show you guys because I already spun the wheel last week.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's only a couple of movies left. So I'm going to let you guys know the next two movies, and then I'm going to be working on a new wheel for, what's after this month? April.
April showers.
Oh, man.
Well, how the weather is, it could be winter again. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever seen this. I know I've seen the cover before.
I saw it one time around when it came out, but your next... It's a fun one. It gets intense.
It's a slasher, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen, like, Home, it's a tense invasion.
Okay.
As far as, yeah. Okay. I believe it's Home. Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen it. I'll find out when I actually.
You'll enjoy it. But we're doing this next Tuesday, of course, at 8 o'clock Eastern time. If you want to join in and, you know, hop in the comments, please be here for that. Also, I always forget to say this, but the audios drop a week later. I know it's completely weird and different, but it's easier for me. So every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 a.m. Eastern time, you'll get the previous visual episodes for those of you who maybe want to go back and listen to it again or whatever the case may be. Maybe you didn't watch the visuals because whatever, which is cool. And you're coming to, but anyway. So yes. And then on Thursday,
we're watching this either.
So with this one, I've only seen bits and pieces because my wife was watching it. I've never sat down and seen it all the way through, and I've been meaning to. And I'm gonna give you guys a spoiler. This will probably be coming up again later on in the year. You'll see, but it could possibly be popping up again.
I always meant to watch that, and for some reason I kept forgetting or skipping past it. But I heard good things. I heard it's a great movie.
Same here. I was gonna say for me, I think it was just because I meant to put it on the wheels, but then shit, the way since we started the wheels to where we're at now, it's changed so many different ways to where I'm just like, all right.
See, now I usually jump on the newest movies. Like if it's streaming. Like if it says, oh, do you ever see like Us came out 2023? I usually go, oh shit, and I usually jump on it. But I for some reason I kept skipping over or forgetting about it.
Same. And I'm here and there when it comes to the streaming. Like I should, and I do want to get back into that actually. Me and the wife are talking about that. But speaking of which, yo, I know I brought this up Tuesday, but the Black Will Ghost movies 1 through 8.
I might start it tomorrow.
Fucking all they're so good, man. Like I wish they were out on Blu-ray, but I know he's supposed to be doing a part 9 from what I heard. Yeah, go watch those if you haven't seen those.
I'm probably gonna watch Star Wars first, get it out of the way. I'm gonna start those.
Nice.
That's my plan tomorrow. Because I'm home working tomorrow, so you know.
Movie. Yeah, I'm in the office, but it's whatever.
Hey, I was in jury duty all week.
I almost wish I was.
No, you don't. Dude, it's so boring. I'm not going to mention the case. I'm going to tell you what the process is really quick, if you never did this.
Oh, well, yeah. What is the process for jury duty?
Okay. So the first day you go in, you're in a courtroom. So you're getting, for one, you go through metal detectors. They, you know, they do the wand and all that shit. So you go through, they tell you, okay, go to fourth floor courtroom one. So everybody packs in there. And it's from 1 to 265 people. So you're talking about they're fitting all these people into this one room, right? So we're all in there. And the courtroom is big. Yeah, there's a lot of chairs and shit. But you're sitting there. There's like pews. You know how like witnesses, like people come and watch the court, you know? So they're pretty big. So you're sitting there. They're doing attendance. Make sure no one skips it or they threaten 3 days jail and $1,000 fine or something.
Jesus.
So you sign in and they give you a work pass in case your job needs it to prove that you're there. They give you a sticker to put on. It says juror, and they give you a sticker for they only pay you three to help you with parking. $3 only if you park in a garage or on the street. So if you're there all day,
cheap bastards.
Yeah. So that's it. Oh, they only give you $40 a day.
So cheap bastards.
So if you work and you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're stuck in a trial and your job pays you like $100-something a day because you would make that much money and you miss that day and you're only getting 40 from the court every day, you're losing a lot.
That's fucked up.
A lot of people are complaining about the money part. So here's the process. So we're sitting there. This is the first day. They go, okay, so when the judge is ready for you, they'll call you down. So we're all sitting there. Hour goes by. We're just sitting there. Board. All right, the judge, you can go down to floor two, courtroom four. We have to go down to second floor, courtroom four, to sit there again. This time the judge, lawyers, the defendants, you know, the criminals are on trial, are there. Really weird. Weird process. Why would everybody be there? Okay, so everybody fills the room. Then they read off 21 people to go up into the juror box. Then the judge asks you a whole bunch of questions. You tell the truth, blah, blah. Then the lawyers ask you questions. They go into a room, come back out. They go, okay, we chose 5 out of you 21. So they'll name off the people that are part jury. Right. The rest go home because you did your part. Then they fill the box again with 21 other people.
And just keep doing that stupid shit.
Yeah, so I go the next day. So once again, you repeat. You go to that one fourth floor courtroom one, sit there for an hour, bored out of your mind. Oh, by the time, they take a lot of breaks. So there's a lot of time you're just sitting there losing your mind. You get an hour lunch. Mm. It's so boring, man. So boring.
Oh, I believe it.
I was like, I'd rather fucking be working right now. My real job. Isn't that sad to say?
Yeah. But I get it, though, because I mean, at our 9 to 5, you know what you're doing. At least you know the flow. You got your things to make the day feel like it's going by faster, whether that's music, podcast, or whatever the case may be. And you're going through your cases there. You can't do any of that.
Yeah, I understand it's our obligation to do it and everything. But it is like throwing a wrench into your normal life. And it's unpleasant. No one wants to do it.
Here's an idea. You know, people that are going to college to be lawyers and all that shit. Boom. Let them do it. Pay them. College kids can use a couple of dollars. I mean, make it to, well, I guess to an extent. No, fuck that, actually, because they can't miss class. You know those people on unemployment? They ain't got nothing else to do.
There you go.
Boom. There you go. $40 a day.
And the thing is, I don't know if they're stalling either, because out of 21 people, when I was reading the question, I was like, oh, that was a good one. I had at least 10 people. I was like, I would want them as my jurors. They come out of the room and they only pick 5. So I'm like, what is going on? Are they stalling time? Because they don't want to go to trial yet. So they're like, nah, we're only going to pick 5 so we can come back tomorrow.
No, they probably just have to do the process of going through every single person just to see. Every single group just to see.
It's crazy. I don't understand that process, what they do there, but yeah, it's really weird.
Do it to the people who are on unemployment. Stop making us miss a day.
Other than that, I'm good for 6 years. They can leave me alone for 6 years. This is the first time they got me out of 41 years.
That's good.
So I'm not it no more. I'm free. Free. Just like James Caan got free after he killed the bitch.
That was, oh my God. This gets a stamp. And I'm moving this.
There you go.
This gets a stamp.
I'm proud of you. Because if I had a stamp, I think I would give it to it too.
Which I don't have one right now, but I'll work on that. Don't worry, I'll work on that. It could just be my logo type of deal. We'll figure something out. But yeah, definitely, definitely. If you've never seen this movie, fucking watch it. This may even be maybe not, because I don't know if you'd consider it. Well, yeah. If someone didn't really, if there was someone that hasn't seen horror, this may be one of the ones I'd show them, because it's not too crazy.
And my thing,
like blood, gore, and violence and shit. I mean,
and if anything, if people wanted to give Stephen King, they're like, well, Stephen King movies, what should I watch? This would be one of the first ones I would say watch. Then you got like Shining. Then you go more like the where it starts getting a little crazier. Like you could do Cujo.
Cemetery. Cujo wouldn't be too bad to start with either. Like the second or third movie to show.
Stephen King has a lot body, of he does like body body snatchers. Was it Skimmers? Oh, I forgot. There's a lot. God damn, there's so many. He has a lot of shit, man. Christine. Yep, there's Christine.
We're gonna do some more. So we're gonna dive into Stephen King one of these days. Dive into his movies, I should say. Let me rephrase
that. That's a lot. I like a lot of them. I'm not saying like I'm a super fan, but horror I'm a fan of his movies and books if I liked reading. Like I did do the audiobook of Cujo. And The Shining, great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I am a fan of Stephen King. So
I did a few of those. It's just easier to do the audiobooks, too, because you can listen to them at work.
And I heard he writes his best stuff when he's high on coke. So
nice.
That's the rumor I heard. I heard before he writes the best book, when I'm, he locks himself in a room or something. He does like Scarface style.
I don't know if that's true or not, though.
That's what I heard. That's allegedly. That's what I heard.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But, listen, man, he does some dope shit.
It could be in his documentary. I don't know if he has a documentary.
He
could have said it himself. Could have. I don't know.
I'll have to ask him when I see him again. Never seen him in my life.
I want to go visit his mansion next time in Maine. That's my goal.
Same. I've never been to. No, I don't think I've been to Maine. But
never been to Maine. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. Me and the wife go usually almost every year.
Nice.
Our goal is to go every year, but because of COVID, there's a couple of things that snagged a couple of years, you know. But
yeah,
we're planning on getting back track this year.
Nice. You know what, people? We're gonna end this one a little early. You guys have an amazing night. Make sure you tune in to Horror Research 30 every Tuesday, Thursday, and at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and then Friday at midnight. Friday at midnight. And again, just so you guys knew, Tuesday. Boom. You're next.
Can't wait.
That's going to be a good time. I can't wait to do it. Can't wait to watch it. I did see it once before. It's just been a while. And then us next Thursday.
And I believe Paul's going to join us, and he's really excited.
Yeah, he is for us.
It sounds
he wanted
like,
to be here for this.
It sounds like this is like one of his favorite movies or something.
Yeah, he's a huge Jordan Peele fan. He made it. And then I did this a little backwards. I should have showed you guys this one first. So this is what we're doing tomorrow on Sturtovision. Shark Attack 3.
That's hilarious. And that scene that you showed is hilarious.
The terror has surfaced. Oh, yeah.
That shit was so funny, man.
That Shark Attack 3?
I can't believe that's in the movie. That's fucking great. That's one of the best fucking lines in a movie. Oh, man. It was like so blunt. I mean, it's not.
He was straight to the point.
That shit was fucking great. Ah, that was funny shit. But I never seen that movie.
Me either. I never even heard of it.
I heard the Megalodon movies and everything. I thought it was a newer version. But that that looks older. I never seen that one.
Or just low budget. You can't forget that.
Yeah, that's true. Does it say the year it came out?
I'll check after.
We'll meet back here at 8 a.m. Don't be late.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too, but, you know, I'm really wired. What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy?
And that is the only reason why. That was the when I saw that line, when Mick showed me that, I was like, yo, what's that movie called again?
That's fucking awesome.
Because
we're not wired. He's like, yeah, but I'm still wired. How about we go back and I eat your pussy?
Listen, man, if it works, it works. And it seems like it works.
Holy shit.
But that's what we're going to be reviewing tomorrow, and you're not going to want to miss that, so tune in at midnight for Sturdovision.
It's going to be a good one.
This weekend, Popcorn and Pines, you know, we're still in space.
Yep, we're almost done.
Still in space. And I got a couple fun things. We're not going to... You'll see. I got a couple fun things. We got a couple fun things for the whole ending of this whole space shit.
All right.
And then we're going to dive into the other stuff again. You guys already know that. But again, we're out of here. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate every single one of you. Have an amazing night. I'll see you in your nightmares. Peace.
Peace out.